This is just for council. And we'll start with Don. What is your position on adding more police officers?
So, since this is on the record, and I have two individuals in my family who work for public safety, I am definitely supportive of public safety. But at the same time, if it's financially responsible and also if that's something that the city needs. So currently right now, I know the council did approve of some cops to police officers to walk downtown. I know the I can't think of his name right now.
Chief Siegel?
Yes. Yes, Chief. Chief of Police has stated that crime is at an all-time low right now. Also at the meeting he had with the Ann Arbor Democratic Party, he said he's not looking to add additional officers. And I would want to use his recommendations when looking at that. A lot of the crimes that we have right now in the city of Ann Arbor are preventable crimes. So you have crimes where people are leaving their cars open, the garage doors open, but none of the major crimes that you're seeing in other metropolitan areas. If that's something that the city needs, I would definitely support it, and making sure that we're financially responsible and that we're not getting to an area where a few years down we may be in another fiscal crisis and we have to lay off officers. So taking all those perspectives in mind and making a reasonable decision.
I don't have a magic number as to how many cops we need. And we have a very able chief, Chief Sito, who gives us constant feedback on whenever we have new demands on him, he's able to give us a good feedback. For example, when the mayor vetoed our crosswalk ordinance, our repeal, when he vetoed the repeal, we wanted to make sure now that the local crosswalk ordinance was in effect, we had to make sure that it was enforced, because just having it on paper doesn't help. So we asked from him how much he would need, and we did allocate money for overtime for the police for enforcement. So just because class one crimes are down, I know a lot of people cite that major crimes are down, we don't need additional police, isn't just a straight answer as such, because there are other issues. For example, traffic enforcement. I don't need to tell you guys, right? People flying down Pontiac Trail at 50 miles an hour when there are children crossing. So we see issues. So for me, it's not just class one crimes, but it is also other neighborhood. Enforcing up pedestrian ordinances, speed limits, these are all quality of life issues. So I will depend on Chief Sito to organize his department to maximize how he's going to deploy his men and women, and he will constantly give us feedback depending on that, what the needs are. We are making progress, slow progress, but I think we'll get there where we are satisfied with proactive as well as reactive policing that is needed in this community.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.